This evening, we would like to take this opportunity to welcome Reverend Deacon George Arun Varghese. Samasvin is actually one of the most newliest ordained subdeacon of our church. He was ordained back last month on May 27th as a subdeacon for the Southwest Diocese of America. Samasvin is presently pursuing his seminary degree at the Orthodox Theological Seminary in Kortem, where he's in his final year. And he is also a member of St. Gregorius Orthodox Church in Elmhurst, that is in Chicago. And at this time, we invite Samasvin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Baruch Himor, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that, with joy, we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of ages. Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, it is truly an honor and a blessing to join you today for this prayer. At this time, if we can open up our Bibles to the book of Titus, chapter 3, and follow along as I read verses 4 to 6. I have the NIV translation, and I will be reading from that. And it says, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior." My fellow brothers and sisters, renewal is an integral part of our daily lives. We see it every day in this world that things are being renewed. The light that the sun gives us fades away when it sets, only to have the light be renewed in its rising again the next morning. The rain or snow that falls onto the ground gathers together, gets evaporated into the air, only to be turned into new snowflakes or raindrops. A flower or plant that has seeds that dry up or fall off, fall to the ground, eventually becomes a new plant. And as we can see, renewal is happening all around us. Whether we are paying attention to it or not is something that we have to think about. Despite the fact that many things around us are being renewed, we have to ask ourselves, are we being renewed? What is our response to this question? In a manner of speaking, we are being renewed. I'm speaking of the physical needs of man, of each one of us. We have to eat right, we have to exercise, we have to see our physicians or doctors, all that so we may be physically renewed and from time to time. So according to this line of thought, we are all being renewed. But then again, we must ask ourselves, how many of us are being spiritually renewed or being renewed in Christ? We are so focused on our physical renewal that most of us totally neglect the necessity that a spiritual renewal or renewal in Christ. We forget that he is the creator, the sustainer, the provider, the savior, and the model for all of us. He himself tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. But how many of us live our lives according to his way, following his commandments, laws, statutes? How many of us affirm him as the truth? And how many of us see him as the way to life that does not cease but is everlasting? These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. It is only when we have God as our source of renewal that everything else in life is given value. Without being spiritually renewed, or renewed in Christ, all the renewal that is happening around us, and even our physical renewal itself, is meaningless. But what exactly is spiritual renewal or renewal in Christ? I was looking for a definition for renewal and renewal in Christ, and the best definition that I was able to find is as follows. Spiritual renewal can be defined as the process of growth and transformation into the image of God. Christian life is one that is full of what is known as synergy. For us, this means working together with God so that we become a stronger person and a better person. This process begins in our baptism, where we are united with the Holy Spirit. He pours out His grace so that we may use it to better ourselves. It is the grace of God that brings us closer to Him. This way, we are drawn to His teachings and become dependent on Him so as to better ourselves. The ultimate goal is to grow in faith or mature spiritually through God's help. Thus, when we are renewed in Christ, we are completing or filling in a missing or unknown part of our life through the grace that He gives us. Not only do we complete a part of what's missing in our life, but in doing so, we also learn or understand that it is God who completes us. The rest of our lives should thus be a journey in which we travel with God as our fellow traveler. In this journey, we have to reach a point in which we are in harmony with the will of God. At some point in this journey, we also learn to depend on God's help so that through the strength He gives us and by His grace, we may stay on the path set for us by God and not get lost. This means that each year, each month, each day, each hour, each minute, each second, and each breath should be taken by a welcome prayer, Lord, give me the strength for another year, another month, another day, another hour, another minute, another second, and another breath, and let Your will be done in my life. In fact, each moment that we are alive is a testimony itself that we are being constantly renewed by the power of God. It is the power of God that is giving us or that is renewing us constantly so that we can continue to live a life according to Him. If we examine the Bible, particularly the New Testament, there are several ways in which the concept of renewal is defined. It is used to denote renovation, change for better, a new birth, recreation, regeneration, and many other definitions are there. But one definition in particular must be given special attention, because for men, it is vital for living a life that is focused on God and His decrees. And that is where we go back to Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 6, where we find the following. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Christ Jesus, our Savior. In this portion, the definition of renewal, or the definition shows or portrays renewal as a completing process by one is made new or better by the power of God. A completing process in which one is made new or better by the power of God. We all know God became human so we humans could become divine. This is our ultimate goal. And this is the purpose of spiritual renewal or renewal in Christ. He manifested into this world so that we can regain what was lost. He died for our sins so as to renew humanity from a state of sin. This was the process by which we were made anew. God's power was made manifest in Christ. He gave us the Holy Spirit so that we may be strengthened by it, purified by it, and empowered by it, and ultimately renewed by it. This is the Holy Spirit that is given to us in the Holy Baptism. We are united with the Holy Spirit in baptism. He pours out His grace so that we may use it to better ourselves. It is the grace of God that brings us closer to Him. And it is the Holy Spirit that we call upon to give us strength so that we may continue our journey according to the will of God. We ask of the Spirit as I mentioned previously, to empower us, better us, and give us strength for each approaching moment. With each passing moment, we have to grow in our understanding of who Christ is. And so spiritual renewal is this. We first realize that it is God who sustains us, strengthens us, created us, and is the model for our lives and how we should live. And that secondly, we constantly ask Him for the sustenance and strength so that we may model our lives so as to be like Christ. So as I conclude this small session, let us embrace the renewal that is all around us. Let us thank God for showing us that through the world, through nature, what we must do in our own lives. Let us put all our trust in Him so that each moment may be given to us by Him, through Him, and in Him, so that we may be made anew and come ever closer as we grow and transform ourselves into the image of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Baruchimor, unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for His living words to us, unto His Father who sent Him for our salvation, and to His living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.